Moscow soloist under Yuri Bashmet played the second movement of the Chamber Symphony, Opus 14, by Georgi Sviridov. It's 5 minutes past six. Now, the Kew Philharmonic Chamber Choir is presenting John Blow's Venus and Adonis at Holy Trinity Church in Kew at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, the 28th of October. That's this coming Saturday. Now, Venus and Adonis is a quirky and delightful piece in its own right, but it's also important because it had a major influence on John Blow's young contemporary, Henry Purcell, when he was composing his own Dido and Aeneas, now celebrated as the first English opera. Well, Matthew Toulmin from 3MBS spoke to John Gregory, president of the Kew Philharmonic Chamber Choir, about the concert and the joys and challenges of performing the work.
Good afternoon, John. Thank you very much for coming to the studio. It's a delight. I should explain that John and I sang together in the Melbourne Bach Choir. So
we have a track record. Hi, Matthew. Good to meet you again.
So tell me something about John Blow.
Well, he's really one of the first major English composers after the restoration of the monarchy in 1660, which at the time was a big deal when Charles II took the throne and was crowned the year after in 1661. He really was in some ways a return to former times. It was a long time since Charles I had been in charge in his own right.
And then Cromwell was not very enthusiastic about the arts, was he?
He wasn't. Apparently he didn't mind dancing, which I find odd, but everything else was off limits.
Oh, goodness. So we're going to talk about Venus and Adonis, which was composed by John Blow. Now, I see it's described as a mask, M-A-S-Q-U-E. Mm-hmm. What is a mask?
Well, masks were developed in the Elizabethan period. In fact, they were already in place in under Henry VIII. They were a type of entertainment, court entertainment, as a precursor of opera, in which spoken word, dance, singing and so on all took a place. And then they developed through into Shakespeare's day and then were curtailed, like everything else, by the Civil War and Cromwell.
And some of them had sort of fireworks and great trapdoors and all sorts of interesting. So are you going to have any trapdoors and fireworks?
I'm afraid not. We are going to have a few costumes, homemade costumes.
And some dancing, I see.
And
that's
some
very
dancing.
Exciting.
We have one of our singers is a young woman who has ballet experience, and she'll be doing some beautiful dances based on the sort of thing we think would have been danced
at the
time.
So you're going to have the soloists at the front of the stage, but then some dancing to take place behind the orchestra, in front of the orchestra.
Blow wrote the work to include a whole series of short dances. So there obviously was dancing involved.
Right.
And we're not including all of them, but a selection.
Oh, yeah. So it'll be a visual spectacular as
Absolutely.
Well as an auditory experience.
It will be.
So what's the story of Venus and Adonis? And where does Shakespeare fit in?
Well, Venus and Adonis is one of those Greco-Roman myths that was retold by Ovid in his Metamorphoses. It's a story about Venus falling in love with this young hunter and with the help of Cupid, who actually assists the process, so that she implores Adonis to come and dally with her. But before that, she implores him also to go hunting to show off his prowess. So he does so, and unfortunately is gored by a boar and comes back mortally wounded. So that's the plot. But then Shakespeare retold it.
Right. And we also learned that Blow and Venus and Adonis had this influence on Henry Purcell and his later Dido and Aeneas.
Yep. Purcell was a younger contemporary. He was actually taught by one of Blow's contemporaries and then superseded him quickly. Purcell was a star. He rose like a meteor, became a real genius. But this Venus and Adonis, arguably the first English opera, influenced Purcell's more famous Dido and Aeneas, which came about 6-7 years later.
And tell me about the group who's performing it.
Well, the Kew Philharmonic are a nice group. We've been around for quite a few years, but as an early music group for about 15 years, we started performing usual English, German, French, Spanish sort of early music. But in recent years, we've been more adventurous. We've been doing Spanish, Latin American music, and from the Baroque, and also other sorts of music which we got in preparation.
And you have a chamber choir that's going to be front of stage.
That's our group at this time. Yeah.
Right. John Gregory, thank you very much. We really look forward to the performance.
You're welcome.